Finally, your level of service. Black belt service.
I think it was Jun Ri who said that a karate instructor should be a walking, smiling correction. If you're going to teach students to be courteous, be very courteous. If you're going to teach students to be disciplined, be very disciplined. If you're going to teach students to be respectful and have good self-control, show high levels of respect and self-control. The rules aren't for everybody else. You should be training. You should be in good shape. You should be presenting a good image to your instructors. You should be providing them with somebody they can look at as a role model who's going to take them to the next level. And to get feedback from these students on how good a job you're doing, surveys. Every 6 months, sometimes every month, surveys on a variety of subjects, Black Belt Club, scheduling, curriculum. Get some feedback from the students on how they're doing. Make sure they fill the survey out in class so you can get as much as 100% back from them, 100% participation in your survey. One note a day. Each staff member writes one note of appreciation to a student every day, Monday through Friday. That will be extremely powerful. Exit surveys. When a student leaves your school for whatever reason, mail them a little exit survey that asks simply, why did you leave? Was it tuition arrangements? Was it a problem with the school? Was it moving, medical problem? What's going on? Would you recommend USA Karate to a friend? Would you like us to call you to try and make it right? Exit surveys will provide you with a very clear picture of why students are leaving your school. Make sure your school is clean. That comes under the discipline heading and taking pride and black belt pride. If you're going to ask children to keep their room clean like a black belt would, keep your school like a black belt would. And that is keeping a very clean school. Finally, in terms of black belt service, the 24-hour rule. When one of your students has a challenge or a problem with the school, it must be addressed within 24 hours. Make that the law. Don't put off that phone call. Don't put off that note. Jump on it very quickly and thank that person for coming forward and complaining. Because people that don't complain, frankly, don't care. And you want to make sure that you've got their feedback, an open door policy that they can come to you with all kinds of good information. Finally, in regards to running a black belt school, you've got to walk your talk. Again, using the analogy of a stock, if you were to take all of your life's efforts, all of your life savings, all of your life's sweat equity, and pour it into a business, wouldn't it behoove you to do your very best to make that school something that you are proud of and that your students can be proud of? Isn't that exactly what you've done with your school? You're the sole stock owner in a great organization. The question is, do you have faith in that stock? Would you sell it to widows? Would you sell it to orphans? Would you sell it to your best friends? Would you sell it to your family members? Do you have that much faith in what you're doing right now? I think you could do that because I think you're right on track. Continue to study the Black Belt Management System. Pick one area that in the next 30 days you will determine to implement into your system. Tell your staff, tell your black belts, this is exactly what we're going to do over the course of the next 30 days. And then follow through, demonstrate to them that you have the discipline, you have the drive to become the success that you deserve to be.